Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello!
Welcome back to another episode of Podcast Goals.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm loving this episode.
Buzzing. Might be the coffee, but I am buzzing.
I have 3 coffees today.
Okay, well, I've not had as many as you.
Well, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. No, it's not. It's a joke.
I'm glad we're here. There's something we're going to be talking about today.
We need to set the record straight, don't we, Amy?
Yeah, and we're going to do an episode of...
golf goals. That might seem strange to you. I know, that might seem utter madness. And to all these golf fans who have tuned in, thank you. But please, 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 we need to manage your expectations.
Put your clubs away.
Put them away.
Go back to the clubhouse.
The reason why we're calling this episode Golf Goals is because there's some ridiculous headlines out there about golf and millennials. Fake news!
Yeah, to give you a little summary of what's coming up. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about things like what happens when you come across greeting cards, which have millennial jokes in them, which are nonsense.
Mm-mm-mm. And what about the voicemail? Is it dead? Is it not? Keep listening to find out.
To keep listening. We also talk about things like the ridiculous stuff the media thinks millennials are destroying, about a variety of mad industries, and just general things which are misconceptions and facts about millennials or Gen and whatever we are.
Keep listening. This is a good one.
It's about golf. Do you know what I discovered the other day? When I'm eating, I can sing exactly like Cher.
Amazing! Like, kind of...
Live and laugh after love. No!
Well, you're good anyway.
And I'm not even eating.
That was exactly what I was going to say. So. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, great, right? I didn't know that was a party trick, but now I do. So that's that.
So you're going to be sat at parties in a corner with a meal.
Yeah, eating shepherd's pie and singing Cher. Yeah.
That's a really good time for me to tell the Cher joke that's utterly hilarious.
I'm prepared.
I'm trying to remember it, though, because if I tell it wrong, then it'll just fall on its arse.
There's a lot of pressure now. You set that are quite high, so I'm...
What is Cher's favourite tube line?
No, Sophie. What is Cher's favourite tube line?
Well, of course, it's Jubilee, fin life after love.
Because of Jubilee. I liked it very much, and I'm sure the listeners did.
Yeah, I'm sure they are still listening and have not gone and found another podcast to listen to. Stay tuned, because this is going to be great.
Speaking of our listeners, why are we talking? What are we talking about?
My friend, I want to talk to you about lots of things today. Apparently, we're going to be the fattest generation.
We're going to be the fattest generation?
Apparently,
what does that mean?
Okay. According to a BBC news thing, they have said that we are going to be the fattest generation on a record, with over 70% of us being overweight or obese before we reach middle age.
Really?
What's middle age? The middle of the age that you live until.
The middle ages are a long time ago. If that's what we're going for, and we're talking about the wrong thing if it's millennials.
Apparently we're going to be well fat, but what about this like vegan wellness healthy trend? We're like healthy guys. I don't understand it. We're not going to be that fat, are we?
How? What has that been based on? That kind of seems weird to me though, because I think like, yeah, you're right. When I think about millennial trends, I think that we're quite like a clean eating generation.
Oh no, but you know what's really sad?
What?
On this article, the picture is just a stock image of some chubby looking legs.
I also feel a certain way about that because I don't agree with fat shaming.
No, I don't.
And I think like it's kind of tricky, like when you get that kind of stat and it's covered like that in the media, and I don't feel good about that.
I completely agree with you.
In this article they've called us Generation Fat, which I would like a lot more if it was spelt with a PH and it was more about like a 90s rap movement.
Like how would you use that word in a sentence?
Oh yeah, like that was
well fat.
That was a fat panini. Oh my god, what other facts are there?
So Matt Higgs Haig, the journalist and author, he put a tweet out saying that he thinks that we should just ban voicemails. There's been a bit about this in the news
ban
in the past,
them?
That apparently millennials hate voicemails.
Oh god, I hate voicemails.
Do you? Oh my god, this is so interesting. I've really been dying to ask you about this. Why do people hate voicemails so much?
I don't know. I was genuinely thinking about this. I have it's the same as saying, can't reach me now, leave a message.
This is another thing that I find interesting. You have a personalised voicemail, which I think is quite an old school thing to do.
Yeah, it is quite old school. I have that more for like work. If people are getting hold of me, I use my voicemail for like, people can leave me a message.
Yeah.
Or if I get a voicemail, I'll see I've got a voicemail and be like, oh my god, something's wrong. What's happened?
Yeah. So this is what Matt hates. It's like this like voicemail anxiety of like, oh my god, something has happened.
Yeah.
And I get that. But I think we're a generation that just hate answering the phone.
With my friends, I never, apart from one person, I never talk on the phone. Even with my girlfriend, we don't talk on the phone. Like, we message and then we see each other IRL. But yeah, I think like that is a thing. I feel that anxiety and
shout
I don't
out,
know where it's come from.
Shout out to the person, the one person that you speak to on the phone. I don't mind a voicemail.
Really?
I really don't, because if I have a missed call and I'm like, oh, I don't really like speaking on the phone. I think I agree in that if someone phones me, I automatically think that something's wrong.
God, there is so much that's been happening. I didn't realise that the age range of a millennial, and it kind of crosses over into, what is it, Gen Z? Is that the next one? I mean, M skips quite quickly to Z in the alphabet, but I'm into it.
Let's go Z.
Let's go for Z.
Millennials, apparently, again, I saw another headline that said, we're the dumbest generation on record. Well, I'm going to crush that.
Because I am going to crush them.
Crush that information. Because millennials, we do good things, Amy. You know who's technically a millennial?
Who?
Malala.
What a legend.
What a winner.
What a winner.
I think she's like 20, 21. Zoella.
Yep.
Very successful YouTuber. Oh, a random one, but a founder of Monzo.
I love that so much. You've got like, Malala, Zoella, founder of Monzo.
The founder of a financial thing.
That's kind of relevant though, because Monzo is, from what I can see, quite a millennial trend. Like, all my mates, I think we've maybe talked about this once before, but all my mates a Monzo card.
Beautiful card. And apparently, okay, so I did put into Google, like, successful millennials. And you know who came up? Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yeah, I don't
know. Beyonce isn't a millennial.
Yeah, I'm not convinced by this. She's like 36, but I'm going to take it. I'm not going to argue with it.
No, I mean, she's Queen Bee. She wants to be one of us. Fantastic. Let's take it.
Yeah.
Quick, get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like people who kind of like work in all sorts of like fields and industries are amazing millennials.
Do you know what I like about our generation? Is it just like, got the fingers in all pies. We're like, oh, I have a job, but I also do this thing on the side. We're very proactive, I think, as a generation.
Oh my god, speaking of fingers in pies, I saw a really disturbing advert. So there's an advert for, I can't remember, it's like one of those things which pops up on 4OD.
A pie?
No, it was weird. It was like, I think it was maybe for like a betting company or something, I don't know. And it's this, oh, it's this horrendous advert of this guy, and then he like runs around the kitchen putting his fingers in all these pies, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's just creepy. It sits really weirdly with
okay,
me. Well, have you not seen this?
No, but I obviously need to go and find out what it's for.
Yeah.
It sounds weird and I'm trying to relate it to betting.
Yeah, and it's like, want your finger in all the pies? No, keep your fingers out my damn pies, thanks so much.
Okay, I'll not touch your pies.
okay, thanks.
Basically, the internet has a lot of ridiculous things on it.
The internet has a myriad of millennial miracles.
Trying to give yourself a challenging sentence there. What are you doing?
You started talking and I was like, those words would be very nice together. Yeah, no, I see there's loads of hilarious things. I was actually on Twitter this morning, since we're talking about facts and news and things about millennials in a kind of a last hurrah to all the nonsense that's going on. And there was a tweet from someone who said that there was a supermarket chain who has started selling a birthday card, which I also think, like, this card is not a good way to say happy birthday. On the front, it says, how many millennials does it take to change a light bulb? And then you open the card and it says, what are the benefits like? Can I work home on a Friday? And can I finish at 5 p.m? Happy birthday!
Bizarre card.
Who's gonna, I mean, just what?
I feel like that card would work better if you got a new job.
Yeah, not like a birthday card.
Also, pipe down. We are hard workers. You just are picking out the crazy, flexible, lovely, oh, you know, perks of jobs that some places offer. Which, are you gonna turn down, Mr. Non-Millennial or Mrs. Non-Millennial?
Yeah, like a cycle to work scheme and a season ticket loan are things which can be very helpful, thanks so much, and we do appreciate them.
Yeah, we totally appreciate it.
So thanks, yeah, it's great.
And I've just started paying into my pension.
Yeah, oh my god, this is a very adult conversation now. We had someone come in to talk to us about pensions the other day, and there was like a, talking of facts and stats.
At work, not just like.
At work, not just in my bedroom.
Right now.
Yeah,
thank you for coming.
Are. Darren. No, we had someone come in and there was, I can't remember the stat, but it was something crazy like X percent of your this younger generation, if they don't pay it now, will never be able to afford to retire. And it's like, oh my goodness, we can't afford to have a home, we can't afford to retire, we can't afford to do this. So what are we able to afford to do?
It's madness, because they, being like the media, the internet, the world, they love to hate us, don't they? They love to hate us. Something ridiculous here. Apparently, millennials are killing the golf industry. Which is...
God damn it, I thought you'd never find out.
Total nonsense.
I've just been taking golf clubs from courses around the UK very slowly and replacing them with nothing.
I mean, I don't think that...
What?
I don't think that we are. I have lots of friends who like playing golf.
Millennials are killing the golf industry.
What about junkyard golf? Or like all these trendy cool places to play golf? Yeah, if anything, golf is thriving.
Swingers. You know this about me. I will every now and again go to a golf driving range.
I know, it's really funny.
I have a golf glove.
She literally has a golf glove and a jacket. It is utter madness, but it's sort of hilarious. So anything, in our eyes, the golf industry is booming. Another one, apparently we're killing the napkin industry.
Oh my goodness, because we just, does that even mean?
Well, apparently we don't really have napkins when we go out. It's more about the paper towel, which is just ludicrous. What's the difference?
Yeah, but this is also kind of mad as well. I find this crazy because I would say our generation are steering away from paper towels and napkins completely, because generally millennials, or a perception of millennials, are they're a lot more kind of eco-conscious and using recyclable coffee cups and trying to not use paper towels but instead use hand dryers and that sort of thing.
But you still need a napkin. I love a napkin. And recyclable.
But I don't understand this story.
Well, it's nonsense, but this will put it into perspective for you.
Okay.
The same people who discovered this and conducted this mad survey also discovered that millennials find cereal too much work to eat.
I actually do.
What? I would have thought that a lot of millennials like cereal because you have to cook it. It's super easy. In a bowl, milk, boom, jobs are good.
I'll have like a cereal bar, but more often than not, I'll just have like some fruit or like a, like a bagel, I don't know.
What about the cereal cafe though? Again, if
cereal
anything,
cafe, yeah.
You'd think that the cereal industry was booming.
I love these articles which are like, millennials are killing this, millennials are killing golf. No, they're not.
I sort of agree with this next one. Apparently we're like not into bars of soap.
Yeah, I am not into a bar of soap.
I like a bar of soap.
We have bars of soap in my family home, but I don't opt for a bar of soap in my own home.
No, I'd rather a liquid soap.
Yeah, same.
Not a fan of the bar of soap, actually.
I don't know why.
Maybe it is going to be extinct soon.
That's such a good article. Millennials are killing soap. Maybe we are. Maybe all these things are true.
What else?
Millennials are killing running.
We're not killing running. If anything, we love running.
That's mental.
I went for a run this morning. Second time we've talked about it. If anything, it's thriving.
Yeah, running's good. It's out there, isn't it?
Oh, we are kind of killing the 9 to 5, but
that's 1 hour.
It's only because it's normally like 9:30 to 5:30.
Yeah, 9:30 to
yeah,
6.
There's a lot of utterly nonsense things on the internet about millennials. So I just wanted to use this opportunity on the podcast to talk about some of the nonsense things and also the topical things, like, are we sick of the voicemail?
Yeah, and this is an interesting question. Are we sick of talking about millennials?
I am sick and tired of hearing us being talked about in a non-accurate way.
And I think people are going to stop talking about millennials because the generation is shifting. There's going to be a little bit less focus. I think it will be like less of a topic. So this may well be one of the last kind of episodes where like millennial things are a focus for us. Because we talk about so many things, like fitness and sex goals and comedy and fashion and all sorts. And it's, I don't know if you found this, but I'm finding like it's less and less of a kind of a focus. So it's quite nice to round all these things up into this little package of mad millennial things.
Mad. I actually said this in our very first episode that we ever did. I do hate the word millennial.
Yeah. Do you know what?
What?
I think we should put it to bed.
Yeah, let's put it to bed. We're not putting the podcast to bed.
No.
The podcast is here.
Hello.
To show you that what we really like as young people, and we talk to interesting people that we want to have a little chat with, and it's all just going to be lovely. And we are not killing the golf industry.
No, I do so much golf. Actually going to golf on Tuesday.
What? Where?
I'm going to golf. Yeah, I'm going to junkyard golf. All golf is fun.
No, I know. I actually went for a drink at Glen Eagles the other week, which is a beautiful golf course.
Oh.
I didn't play, but I did drink a gin.
That's why you're killing the golf industry.
I watched golf. I watched someone take a shot.
Well, I can teach a shot of alcohol. Yes. I did drink. Yes. I watched someone take a shot.
That's right. Right. That's
right. I can teach you. You can borrow my glove.
I'm okay. That's not because I want the industry to die. That's just because I personally...
I'm so glad you followed up with that.
I just would hate for the golf people to be listening and going, see, we're right.
The golf people, as if there's some like cult of people who like, sit in a kind of a bar somewhere.
Like Tiger Woods and his mates, just like the committee of
committee
golf.
Of golf.
It's like the golf police. Weird, weird, weird thing.
God, there are so many bizarre articles
so
out there.
Bizarre, man. Well, we've just, you know, set the record straight though, haven't we?
Yeah, we don't like voicemails. We
no,
do
I
like
know.
Golf.
I like voicemails. You don't like voicemails. I am all about the voicemails.
I don't dislike them. I just don't really use them.
Look, I am covered in pen.
Have you been drawing on yourself? Have you been making notes on your dungarees as we've been recording
golf
this episode?
Is good.
Golf
Beyonce
is not dead.
Is millennial.
That has actually blown my mind.
I know. I'm sort of not sure if like she. I think she's like 36, and I think it's maybe 35 is the cutoff. But I think we should just accept her into our group.
I love Queen Bee. She should be part of our gang. Mm. And she is. That's successful. There you go.
Simple. Oh well.
Good podcast episode. Should we come back in a couple of weeks? Talk about something else?
Yeah.
Good. See you then.
Come back soon.
So there you go. If you enjoyed that and you want to hear more, then help us out and comment, rate, subscribe on iTunes and just let us know what you thought.
And please, if you did like it, please help us out by commenting, rating
or subscribing.
You can also listen via the Acast website or on the app, and you can find us at Podcast Goals on social media. So we're on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
All of the socials.
All of them. Well, not all of them.
Most of them.
Three of them.
But if you're on barely any of these social channels,
that's our way!
So drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you guys, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week!
Thank you!
Bye!
Bye! Baby, come back!
I'm gonna keep that in.
Should I do that again? I'll do that again.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.